Let's take a leisurely walk along the path that circles the perimeter of the sparrow field. As you walk, try to activate your senses to notice movement and hear the sounds of the birds that occupy the various habitat niches of our area. Start by following the path along the berm that separates the field from the golf course fairway. The weedy field will be on your right and the pollinator garden on your left. Four different microhabitats are represented here. The brush pile near the corner of the field is a favorite hiding place for two of our common winter residents, white-throated sparrows and house wrens. Both of these species forage on or near the ground where they are easily visible to predators, so they like to stay close to the shelter and protection of a dense brush pile or low-growing shrub. The field itself is a rich food source for many species of birds. The flowering native plants growing there provide seeds and fruit and also attract insects for birds to eat. Check the taller perches out in the field for birds that take advantage of the unobstructed view to hunt insects and small animals. Kingbirds, bluebirds, shrikes, kestrels, and phoebes. The pollinator garden is an insect buffet for many bird species during the summer. All birds feed insects to their nestlings to provide the protein needed for proper development of the chicks. At the top of the berm, mature bottlebrush and other shrubs offer secure sites for nests, perches from which to hunt insects and small lizards, and nectar for hummingbirds and orioles. As you pass the far end of the pollinator berm, the path turns right to follow along the edge of a wooded area to your left, and a whole new population of bird life appears. Woodpeckers, chickadees, titmice, and nuthatches dominate the wooded habitat. All are cavity nesters that need a cozy hole in a tree to raise their young. Bald eagles and ospreys also prefer to build their large stick nests in the tallest of these trees. And during spring and fall migrations, these same trees provide food and shelter for warblers, vireos, tanagers, thrushes, peewees, and flycatchers. As you reach the small equipment shed at the far corner of the sparrow field, the habitat changes again. Here you find yourself on the banks of a large lagoon bordered by overhanging trees and shrubs. Water birds of several species appear. Look for the great blue herons, great egrets, cormorants, and perhaps some ducks and grebes. Check the trees along the edge of the lagoon for black-crowned night herons. These large wading birds are nocturnal, spending their days dozing in the shelter of dense branches. Round the last corner of the perimeter trail and head back toward the entrance to the field. On your left, the wire fence and dense shrubbery are a favorite habitat for cardinals, house finches, Savannah sparrows, Carolina wrens, and mockingbirds. In the spring and fall, palm warblers flit between the fence line and the open field. At the end of the fence on your left, there is a bluebird nest box that is cleaned and monitored by volunteers. The bluebirds must really like this box because they consistently raise at least 15 chicks and 3 or more broods each summer. When you arrive back at the information kiosk, take a moment to look up. Chimney swifts can often be seen and heard as they zoom above the field catching small flying insects. In winter, they are joined by flocks of tree swallows. When the tree swallows head north in summer, barn swallows take their place. We hope you have enjoyed your stroll around the sparrow field and have gained an understanding of how habitat, even on a very small scale, affects which birds we might find.